from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Monday, July 27th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A vigil will be held this evening to honor North Royalton Building Commissioner David Smerick, who was shot and killed inside the Northeast Ohio City's Building Department on Friday. ONN's Candace Hare in Cleveland has details.
The City Hall and the City Service Building closed today while employees grieve, and this comes as the mayor of North Royalton is remembering David Smerick as somebody who dedicated his life to serving others. The city says that Smerick was shot and killed on Friday afternoon inside the Building Department. Police have not yet released details about the suspect or what led up to the shooting, but in his statement, Mayor Marnarchuk said in part, quote, "Please know that the person who did this was immediately detained, and we believe Dave's presence Friday, as unfortunate and heartbreaking as it is, prevented further tragedy in our building," unquote.
Tonight's vigil will be at 7 p.m. at St. Albert the Great Parish in North Royalton. In Southwest Ohio, temporary protected status for thousands of people expires today. More from ONN's Dave Chudowski.
For thousands of Haitian families in Springfield, today marks a life-changing day as a federal program that has allowed them to work, live, and build their lives in the U.S. comes to an end. Temporary protected status, or TPS, expires today for Haitians and Syrians across the country. Around 15,000 Haitians lived in Springfield alone, and many now face questions about their jobs, their homes, and what comes next.
There are new details on a massive parasite outbreak tied to lettuce. ONN's Ava Hedges reports.
Federal investigators say the Cyclospora outbreak linked to shredded lettuce has now spread to four more states. Health officials warning the danger is far from over. Now they're saying consumers need to be on higher alert. But Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy disagrees.
We've identified the source of the outbreak.
Health officials tracking the outbreak say that symptoms can take up to 2 weeks to start, so it's hard to tell if things are slowing down.
The Ohio State University will block a fraternity from campus for the next 10 years. ONN's Carla Rogner has more.
The Alpha Nu chapter of Pi Kappa Phi had been suspended from campus since March after an incident put a student in the hospital. According to a spokesperson for the university, the decision was made after a student conduct investigation found violations including hazing, endangering behavior, and alcohol rules. If the fraternity does not choose to appeal the decision, its revoked status will stay in place until 2036. Online records show the fraternity has had two prior student conduct investigations. Both resulted in mandatory training and probation periods.
Toledo has had a rash of vacant structure fires with an estimate of 65 so far this year. ONN's Heather Pauloff has details about another such fire last night.
Firefighters responded to a house fire on North Erie Street just before 11:30 last night. Crews arrived on the 1100 block to find an abandoned home fully engulfed in flames. The house had been vacant for years and sat behind another boarded up vacant home. Firefighters took a defensive approach and called in a demolition crew to tear down the structure. Investigators are still working to determine what caused the fire. No one was hurt and no nearby homes were damaged.
In Southeast Ohio, the National Weather Service is learning more about tornadoes that made a mess of things near Marietta last week. ONN's Jared Allen has the story.
So far, the National Weather Service surveyors have declared four tornadoes in the Marietta area Tuesday. New information from over the weekend points to one tornado which tore a clearly defined path through pine trees in the Wayne National Forest. The Weather Service has declared two of those as EF2, one as an EF1, and one as an EF0, winds exceeding 100 miles an hour in all four twisters.
And the Ohio State Fair returns Wednesday, and this year there's a new attraction with classic charm. Governor Mike DeWine and First Lady Fran DeWine cut the ribbon on the new old-fashioned children's carousel Saturday.
Fran, I envision a permanent carousel here at the State Fair that would reflect animals that are brought to the fair to be shown, but also our native animals as well. And so that's what they have come up with, and we're very, very, very happy about it.
The carousel is one of several projects to come out of the Expo 2050 Task Force, which began looking for ways to improve the fair experience back in 2019. It was handcrafted by a Marion man and features animals native to Ohio. Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WTOL in Toledo, and WKYC in Cleveland, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.